countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Along with the restaurants and gastro pubs, other retail shops around the country also reopened this week after the lockdown. And over in County Roscommon, Rita and Michael Oates, they're busy back working in their gift shop. Now, while the tills are ringing in the shop, the couple are indeed counting down to a very different type of Christmas, because their children live right across the world, from Newcastle to Abu Dhabi, from Boston to Dubai, and none of the six of them will be home this Christmas for the first time ever. And this is something I'm sure is resonating in households right across the country. So Brenda Donoghue dropped in to see Rita and Michael in their busy shop, where Rita was catching up by phone with her son Ross in Dubai.
Hello.
Hiya Ross, Mom here, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Well, I hope you're missing me, are you?
Just about, yeah.
Well, what are your plans? I know you're not coming home for Christmas, so what exactly will you be doing?
The plan is, so hopefully we'll play a bit of golf in the morning with a gang of Irish lads, and then we're going to do a Christmas dinner. The 16 of us going for a Christmas dinner in the afternoon. Yeah, so we're making the best of a bad situation, and hopefully we'll get home for Easter.
Love you, Ross, love you. See you, talk to you soon.
Right,
okay, God bless. Bye.
No problem.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great having you here in Roscommon, and our shop, ETL Craft and Giftware, is so wonderful to be open. The lights are on. You know, we were working behind the scenes, but it was, you know, there was a dreariness of not meeting people and just ordinary conversation again. You know, the body language you get, you can't get it on Zoom, can you?
So Rita, tell me, six children and they won't be here Christmas Day like so many other families around the country.
Oh, it's going to be so different, but I'm determined it's not going to be sad. You know, I'll miss them. Do you know, it's the hug of Christmas when they arrive, just that hug and that feeling, oh, I have missed you. It's not even the words you say, it's the togetherness. Together, yeah. And I know it's their kids that they're their friends that they want to meet and be with, but they still have home. And Christmas Day, see, every place is closed, so that we stay at home and we're together and you open doors of conversation that maybe you need. And because they're abroad, there's so much of them we don't have in touch. Phone calls or Zoom aren't the same. So when they come home, you can hardly get a word in edgewise at the table, you know, and the excitement of each other and talking to each other and staying up half the night talking, you know.
You're going to miss that.
All of it. All of it.
So with your children not being able to come home to Roscommon this Christmas, that has actually inspired you as an artist. Can you explain?
I suppose I use art to express things that maybe sometimes words are harder to say. And I was just thinking about them all being abroad and the differences. And I remembered that, you know, there's Irish all over the world. We're everywhere. And we communicate and meet up everywhere. So I decided to do a greeting card, a Christmas card for them. It's the map of the world in green because we're Irish. And there's hearts dancing all around it. And the words were, Rossy hearts beat everywhere to laughter, love and song. And it was really for them. And the reaction to that meant people are asking, do you have one for Mayo? Do you have one? So I did it for the 32 counties. And I suppose it's that unity. You know, you're so proud of your country, but then your county. And it was that I felt, that my kids were coming home to me, but they were coming home to Roscommon. So I did it for Roscommon, for my own children. But I felt, you know, everyone has somebody they want to send love to that's away. And not only at Christmas, but always. So there's one for Carlo, for Clare, for Leitrim, for Cork, Donegal.
Kildare.
And it's about, you know, you're away, but you're part of us. And you're always with us in our hearts, regardless of where you are.
Rita, congratulations on your beautiful cards. I lost my husband during the year, but I've decided I'm sending some of your lovely cards because I love the little stories at the bottom.
You're very kind. Thank you so much.
And I hope you have a lovely Christmas. I understand the children aren't coming home. They're all away,
yes,
aren't they?
But you're going to have a very difficult Christmas.
I will, but you know, I have two great children and
they'll be with you.
I'll be with them, so that's lovely.
Reunions at Christmas are so special. You really feel this, and you're going to have it as part of your retirement strategy.
when I retire, I'm going to sit Christmas Eve at the airport watching people come in the door. The excitement, the depth of emotion. I mean, you know, there's an identity. You feel you're home. And no matter where you go in the world, for me, it's home. Now, I suppose I'm American born, and I saw that in my parents. They were 23 years in America. And the joy of just coming home.
I'm working here in the gift shop. Alongside Rita is her husband, Michael. Michael, how are you and how's it all going?
I'm actually great, Brenda, and I'm delighted to be in the role that I have. I'm the man behind the woman in this instance.
Yes.
And have been. I've known Rita for the last 50 years, 42 of them we've been married together. And I think we do a good job here together, working together. We were childhood sweethearts, Brenda.
Were you?
Yeah, we were.
Go
yeah.
on, give us the details.
Well, I won't go into the gory details, okay. But I was lucky enough that she stuck with me. And it wasn't for the want to try, and I really did try hard. But I've been very, very lucky. Rita is a very positive person, somebody who's been practicing mindfulness long before mindfulness was ever popular.
So Christmas Day, how will that fare out for you, Rita? They won't be there.
I'm sure there'll be moments I'll be deeply, you know, in thought. But I'm going to spend it remembering, you know, sitting in the sitting room and just remembering the times, the wonderful times we've had together, because it's about that, cherishing the preciousness that we've had instead of feeling sad about what isn't today. I know how much they love us both. They show it all the time in little ways. And I know they know we love them. And that's what's important. It's recognizing that deep love. It doesn't have to be here right now. It is there in our hearts. And that maybe that's what this Christmas is all about, that celebration of our love, apart but united. She never missed Christmas. Hiya, Holly. Mom here. How are you? Well, I was telling Brenda here that you've never missed a Christmas at home. And I'll miss that because you were always the slave in our shop, weren't you? You did all the gift wrapping for me, didn't you?
That's for sure.
Okay, what are you going to miss about not being home this Christmas?
Well, I suppose because we're all over the world, Christmas is one of the few occasions where, like, we all come together to celebrate. So I'm definitely going to miss my family and friends and just all the festive fun we usually have together.
I'm so looking forward to when you can come home, and you will be home again soon. And
yeah.
We'll Zoom you on Christmas Day. And
yeah.
Love you. Love you.
I love you lots, Mom.
I know. Stay good, okay? Stay safe. Bye. Love you. Bye.
That's lovely. That's Brenda Donoghue there with the Oates family in Roscommon and right across the world.